somebody you hadn't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm.
And if you say if you go to somebody's house and they're not there, somebody might come to the door and say, "Well, no, he's not.
He's not here.
He's not here right now, but be back.
He's not at home.
He's not at home." Yeah.
Talking about you, we talking earlier about the animal, didn't you? Your dog there. What kind of dog is he?
Feist.
He's a little feist. That's when we got.
Feist. Is that a kind of special breed of?
Well, he's just a little dog, you know. Call him Feist, a little dog.
He's been around.
These are some old big dogs, a different name, so.
What do they call one? It's, you know, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, not much of anything.
Five?
No, it's a. Just one. What do you call it?
Oh, I know, but I can't think.
Mixed.
Kind of a mixed breed.
Yeah.
Like that. We were talking about cattle the other day. What did they usually call the male cow? What?
Bull.
Just call them bull.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the male horse? Did they have a?
Yeah, well, it had stud horse.
Did it? And the female? What did they usually call?
Mare.
Call them mare. Let's see.
Mules. They had mare mules, you know.
Oh.
Mare mules. Horse mules.
And a mule, is that a cross between a horse and a, what is, how is?
A jack. Mm-hmm. That's a mule's daddy, you know. They have to have them, the stud horses, they have them stud horses for horses' daddy, you know.
That's
they're male horses, stud horses.
What about the male hog? What do they usually call a male
bull.
Hog? Bull. And the kind of, the they've been, you know, been castrated. What do they call him? That they fixed so you could use them for meat.
How's that?
That kind that they've been fixed so you could use for meat hog. What did they call him usually?
After they fixed them, after castrated them.
So you could have them for meat, you know, eat them?
Bar.
Is it for bar hog? Mm-hmm.
Bar.
We're talking about little pigs. Did they have a special name for those little pigs when they got up a little older, say?
Show?
Yeah, a little show.
Show.
About how old did they have to be before they were show?
About half grown, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And what about a female hog before they bred her? Did they have a special name for her?
Nothing but sow.
You ever hear them call her a gilt or anything like that?
Yeah, they have called them gilts. Mm-hmm.
Gilt, that's right.
And let's see, we're talking about... Oh, you said your daddy... did you say he owned a blacksmith shop? For
yeah, me? He owned a blacksmith shop.
What all did they do? What all kind of work did he do?
He shod mules, you know, he had to set them shoes up, you know, put corks on them. They'd do that in the forge with a fire, you know, and hand work.
And sharpened plows.
And sharpened plows, them sweeps, and shovels.
Yes.
He put them in the fire, and had bellises, what's called bellises, to blow in there, burnt coal in there. You know?
Yes.
That bellows had a long lever about, I'd say about as long as here to you.
Oh.
And it would put up and down, it had air in it, and the exhaust would go through there, and you'd go through that where that fire was and get that to burn. I've done that many a day to blow them bellows.
I bet that's hot work.
Yeah. That'd be heating through. They call it setting mule shoes, you know,
and
putting
plows,
corks
they fix plows.
Sharpened plows.
And
wagon tires. If a wagon tire got loose on a wheel, you take it off and cut it in two, and then split each end, just like this was your wagon tire. You cut it off here, and then split right up in that, and put one of them down, and this side up. And this side up and that down, and run them up in that. And weld, put that in the forge and weld that together. That would take up about an inch. Then put it back on the wheel and have to heat it all the way around. And put it on the wheel and put it on there, and then it'd have a tub of, a hole of water there.